Welcome to Documentary Wow. Thank you all so much for tuning in. It has been a minute since we've done an episode. Of course, I'm busy with a thousand other podcasts, but today we're here to discuss a documentary that I didn't expect to go the way that it did. Now, was it quality? Of course. Was it worth the watch? Oh, most definitely. But you gotta love a documentary that gives you this idea that you know what you're getting into when you get into it, only to find out it wasn't that at all. And it kind of reminded me of that documentary that was on Netflix. I believe it's called Jack of All Trades or something like this. And it's about this kid, this guy who's trying to sell a baseball card or something. I don't know. And it ends up turning into him finding his father, meeting his father, some crazy shit like that. Well, this documentary was called, Disgraced. And the synopsis of this documentary is simply two college athletes at the Baylor University College. Well, one of them kills the other, okay? And I really only wanted to talk about this documentary specifically due to the fact that I just don't feel like enough people know the story. I don't feel like enough people know about this guy. Now, of course, the documentary does start with the story of the two athletes, and Patrick Dennehy gets killed by Carlton Dotson. It's a very strange thing. Carlton was obviously having mental issues. He wasn't doing very well. You know, the investigators had a 6'8" dude talking about, "Oh, I'm more than a prophet," right in front of their faces. Okay? Very scary. So to assume that he definitely was having some mental issues is the reason that Dennehy was killed makes sense. And of course, it is horrible. But the documentary ends up going and following the coach, okay? Because 5 days after Dennehy's body is found, the coach is talking mad shit on recordings because his assistant coach tapes him. The assistant coach decided, this guy is off his fucking rocker. He's obviously up to no good, and he has been up to no good for some time because this isn't the only school that he got in trouble at. He has gotten in trouble, at Oklahoma. That's where he was coaching initially, and he got in trouble there. That's why he doesn't coach there. And then he moved on to, like, Southern Methodist, and he coached the team there, where he eventually ends up at Baylor. He eventually ends up being the coach at Baylor. And when this tragedy happened, it really shed light on who this guy was. And his name is David Gregory Bliss. And the saddest thing is his last name is Bliss. And the guy is obviously of ill repute. You know, just a bad guy. I mean, the way his mouth moves when he talks, the way he sounds when he talks, there's just so many reasons to hate this guy. Okay? And then also the fact that he's not even a successful basketball coach. It's like, how does he still have a job? Because as I said, 5 days after Dennehy's body is found, this coach is recorded saying that they need to make sure that the college, the university, and the public know that Dennehy was selling drugs. He was supplying drugs to everybody, the entire team. It was all Dennehy. And that's the victim. So he's besmirching this kid's name after he died in a very tragic fashion. It just shows you how fucking selfish this guy is. Just how narcissistic. He's a piece of shit, truly. And I really only wanted to do this because I don't feel like enough people are aware of this story. Because if they were aware of the story, this guy wouldn't have a job. He wouldn't be working as a coach anywhere. And his assistant, the one that actually recorded him saying these things, would have a job as a coach instead of teaching in a prison. Whether he likes it or not, he obviously prefers the sport of basketball to most things, and he doesn't have the opportunity to do that. But for some reason, this guy, who's obviously a dirtbag, somehow remains getting jobs as a coach, a head coach of a fucking basketball team around young men where he can influence them for the rest of their lives. This is the people that we want around these kids. That's so bizarre. So stupid. And more people need to be aware because right now he is still currently coaching at something like Southern Christian University. And that's even more bizarre, and it kind of shows you how the Christians feel. You know, they don't give a shit. They don't give enough of a shit to feel like, oh, a guy that lies and does the things that he does should definitely not be the coach of a Christian school's team. He shouldn't be on their campus. And if they were real Christians or believed in everything that they say, they most certainly wouldn't allow this guy an opportunity to coach their students. It's gross, dude. It's gross. And more people needed to be aware of this. I feel like those of you that come here and listen to me talk about documentaries, you do it because you want to know about the documentary, but also the story itself. And this is a whole different type of episode because I could easily sit here and be like, they feel like this on IMDb. They say this or whatever. Instead, I'm simply telling you that yeah, I watched this documentary and the whole thing was fucked up, but the most fucked up thing is the coach being who he was and continues to be. Like, how long until they decide that, oh, anybody can do this? I don't know why they feel like coaches are such special fucking people. Not a hard job. Not at all. If you know the sport, not a hard job. Not a hard job. But you have to respect them because they do influence those students. They do influence those youngsters for the rest of their lives. And you want them to be good people. You want them to have a reason to, you know, be listened to by these kids. You know, Bobby Knight might have seemed like a real piece of shit as well, but I guarantee you he definitely changed some lives of those kids, made them better people. But this guy, this random David Bliss, who's coached at some decent schools but also mostly shit schools and has nothing to show for it other than being a garbage person and one of his students being killed by another. Cool, man. Sign him up. Get that man an application. That's the type of people we need. It bothers me because when you're such a small person, such as myself, in the sense of like, there's not a huge reach here. We can't make this devastating change to that guy's life as much as we'd like to. We can't. We don't reach enough. But if you came here and you listen to this and you feel the same or watch the documentary, feel free to spread the word. You know, tell the people that you know. Hey, you know, I heard on this podcast about this college basketball coach named Dave Bliss tried to say that one of his students that got murdered was a drug dealer just to make himself not look so bad. Because essentially, Dennehy was going to their school on scholarship, is what they said, but they end up finding out that no, he was just, they were paying his tuition. That's it. He wasn't an athlete on scholarship. He wasn't there for a free ride. Or they weren't giving him a free ride. They were just, I mean, what they were, essentially, but they were also just paying it. So they also bought him a Tahoe. And you can imagine some of this other athletes are getting upset, right? Just seeing that this guy's getting these things and all he's doing is playing a sport. Fine, whatever. But it's even more, that's who at this point, who gives a shit? Student athletes should be paid. Yes. Okay? Yes. But in this situation, doing it under the table and then trying to say that this young man who lost his life is now somehow, you know, a bad person, a street, what, I don't know. You're just making him seem like something he most certainly wasn't. And it's bad. It's real bad. That's just I don't know what even type of person that is, but I know that they're not good people at all. And they most certainly should not be in a position to influence young people. Not at all. Okay? Because that's just not something that you do. You don't do that. You don't talk bad about somebody who died in who was murdered? I mean, it's crazy. Absolutely crazy. And here's the thing. I could be sitting here only saying, yeah, that's fucking nuts and you don't do that. And that be that. But the issue here is simply he did that. He's recorded doing that two different times, not only on voice recorder, but he did it during the documentary. He thought the cameras were off. He was told the cameras were off, and he continued to talk this crazy shit, saying, oh, I know more information than the investigators. How? Then give him the information, guy. If you got so much information that you can certainly prove, give it to him. Instead of just saying a thing, prove it. You know? I feel like that's something that we want to teach our young people. And this guy doesn't have it in him. He doesn't have those morals. And it's a sad thing. Teaching college athletes that this is how you should be. This is how you should act. It's gross, dude. It's gross. And we're only here because the dude is still working in this field. He's still influencing our young Christian children. Okay? He's at this university full of Christian kids who probably have great hearts, trying to change the world, maybe play a little basketball on the side. And this guy's like, yeah, you know, I'll give you some money. And if you accidentally get killed and anything falls back on me, I'll definitely tell the media that you were a drug dealer. So just be aware of that. Be aware of that. But it was an interesting watch. It's gripping. Because there's so many twists and turns about who killed him and why he was killed and the paranoia that they were feeling before it all happened. And I don't know. It's tragic for sure. Because the one thing that they constantly said was how much of a good guy and, you know, good person or whatever. Just all the Patrick Dennehy, there was no reason that he should have been killed. Simply. And he was. And not only was he killed, his own coach, the one guy he was going to make look great, decided to tell everybody that he wasn't a good guy. And that's dark shit, man. It's real dark. But this has been Documentary Wow. Check that documentary out, Disgraced. It's on Amazon Prime for free. And we'll see you next time. Just be in action, you know? Should be ready to go. Fuck it. Why not? Why does it seem quiet now? Or not quiet, just less loud. Crank that up a little bit, huh? Right there? How's that one? I suppose it's probably okay, huh? Alright, so fuck. What was I saying? See, they think behind the scenes isn't just gonna be this, right? It's just the setting up of the microphone, the weird testing things we all do. And you can find that and so much more by subscribing to our Patreon at patreon.com/podculture. There's all kinds of exclusive behind the scenes Things like you just heard, and I mean that was weird, certainly weird, don't know how that happened, but either way, you get that and so much more. You get to hear what it's like before we get the episode ready, and I just hit the microphone, and this is so raw that it's gonna stay in here. That's how raw we're keeping it. But be sure to hit up that Patreon, support the show that you love, and we can keep creating and giving you guys the best quality that we possibly can, and not those weird behind the scenes that we're all looking for when we go to Patreon. But definitely subscribe, because otherwise, what am I doing here? I sat here and recorded this whole thing for you to make sure that you knew what was going on. And if you don't subscribe, I just feel like, you know, I feel like a jerk. I feel like a real jerk for wasting the time in this. And, you know, that's... It stinks. It really stinks. Patreon.com/podculture.